Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello and welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and I'm from the Jen Royster Show, which aired at 8 a.m. this morning. So I've already been on the air once, and I share that with you because what we're talking about today on Dr. Pat Show, I'm filling in for her today. She's taking a little break today, and I love coming over and saying hello to her listeners. But today we're talking about miracles of hope, believe and receive, and in my first hour, I've tied these two shows together, actually, and when I put the shows together, I did not realize I was tying them in on the same day, but I like it because they're just playing off each other very well, and it gives you more of a depth to what I'm talking about today. But in the first hour that I did on my show, and you can go certainly get that download later, that was on Miracles of Love, the Intention to Heal. But what we're doing in this hour is miracles of hope, believe, and receive. And I want to have the phone lines open for anybody that wants to call in and talk about this. We can do some intuitive reads if you like. But what I want to do is give the gift of a miracle in this season. Because we're at that time of the year where, you know, there's some people that get the holiday blues or they get caught up in the hustle bustle. And I want you to know that you can turn this around and look for the things that can lift the day and change it around for you. That's what my gift is to you. If you want to call in anytime during the show, 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. Now, let's go back a little bit and let's think about the word hope. What is hope to you? What does hope feel like to you? Do you feel hopeless? Do you feel like there is no hope? How do you define hope when you hear it? Do you feel that that's a possibility? Because the energy of the word has a, it resonates with, there's a possibility. There's another option. There's another option. There's a possibility we can turn this around. Even in the darkest hour, even when you feel like you've run out of ideas, just going with the intention, which is what I was talking about before, but we're going to talk a little bit so you understand what I'm saying. That intention of, wait, there's another option here, will open the doors and bring that energy in. And then that's how you move mountains. That's how you start to see things shifting. And we talk about affirmations and positive thinking, and some people get so frustrated with that because they go, well, I keep thinking this and that, but it's not working for me. And you're really looking to get the intention of what you truly believe because your thoughts, that energy. And miracles are born out of possibility. Miracles are born when you start to shift into a place of allowing another option or possibility or, wait a minute, there could be another idea. You know, maybe, you know, that almost bringing that maybe, you know what, maybe so. And now the energy of hope starts to fill into the situation. And when you combine that with an intention of truly shifting that, then you shift that to truly believing in that. Now you've moved into receiving it. And This is a very exciting topic for me because so many people find themselves at this time of the year. Oh, it's the end of the year, and they're looking back over the whole year, and what did I do? What did I not do? And did I do what I wanted to do? Did I actually procrastinate? You know, you start finding these little areas where you're picking at yourself. And this is also a time you could shift that into looking at, well, yeah, there was things that could have gone better. Well, I would have liked them have gone a different way. But maybe I need to look at it and see what I can learn from it. And when you do that, now you're bringing in possibility of hope as well. You're bringing in an option to open the door with a different perspective. I'm talking about a lot of things about how we apply our thinking, our logic, our spiritual side of ourselves. When we are using that brain that way, we're opening up doors that have been shut probably for years for you. Maybe they've been, you feel like slammed shut, locked with triple locks, you know. But guess what? Every bit of that can melt away. Every bit of that. There's a lot of positive solutions and options that you can do. And I'm breaking down, you know, we hear use positive thinking and affirmations, but I'm breaking it down and defining it a little bit in this discussion because I want you, when you understand, oh, okay, that's why it works, or that's how it helps, your brain is going to receive and accept that so much better. And it's actually going to apply it and shift into the belief frequency that's going to bring everything in for you. So these are powerful tools that are available to everybody, and I want everybody to have them. I want you to have that option. I want you to feel like there is something you can do about whatever's going on. Hope can bring so much love into a situation. It can bring so much healing energy, which is the love energy. It can bring miracles in. Miracles are around you all the time. I love talking about miracles. I do. Because so many times people really don't know, well, what is the definition of the miracle? What am I looking to do with the, you know, what is it? Where is it? How can I find one? There's very small, simple ones. I mean, miraculous things that line up in a synchronicity for you are miracles. I was sharing this earlier, but it's a perfect example of what I'm talking about, seeing those small miracles. Yesterday, I was on my balcony. I have a balcony off the second floor of my home. That's where I do all my organic gardening. It's where I do vertical organic gardening. It's really great. I have all the sun over there. Well, that door stays locked all the time, and it's the only way on that balcony and back, and I'm out there, the wind slams that door shut. So what am I thinking? I'm locked on my balcony with no way down, and it was unlocked. Now, to me, I'm sorry, guys, that's a miracle, and I was so thankful that that door just happened to be unlocked. It's never unlocked. So these are little miracles you look for, and I bring that up because when you're looking for the small, simple ones that seem so overlooked, like, well, that's just the way it is. That's not a miracle. Yes, it is. Why not accept it and receive it for what it is? Because when you start to see those little tiny ones, it's going to allow bigger ones, and they start to increase, and then you're going to find that they're everywhere, and they start to become even more abundant in your life. And let me tell you what. Now, that's a life full of joy and happiness, and you can choose that. So we're going to take a little break now, and when we come back, I want to dive in a little bit more about bringing that hope with the intention and bringing those miracles and starting to lift those holiday blues and what you can do with some affirmations. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Jen filling in for Dr. Pat. And we're talking about miracles of hope, believe, and receive. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
I see miracles.
Because
everybody's looking for miracles. And a miracle is happening tonight.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. I'm the wholeness coach who shines the light on what you put into your body. Did you know there are over 7 billion people in this world, each with his or her own makeup, personalities, or preferences? Then how in the world can anyone think that one single healing method can work for everyone? It's just not possible. Even if you try to break it down and categorize people into different blood types, different body types, different astrological signs, it still doesn't work. Everyone is different. No two people are alike. If you want real results from your wellness program, then it needs to be customized to work just for you. That is where the Bond Method can help you. It is a customized program developed for you to help you prevent or recover from a healthcare challenge and live your life with love, joy, peace, and happiness. Who doesn't want that? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen, filling in for Dr. Pat here on the Dr. Pat Show. And today we're talking about miracles of hope, believe, and receive. And we're talking about how we can list with some hopeful possibilities that holiday blue and that anxiety that people get caught up in during this time, because it can really get to you. It can wear you down. And now you're caught up on thinking on all the negatives or things that are happening, or maybe you're around a lot of people that are being complaining, but you don't have to get caught up in it. You don't. And you can also lift it. And we were talking about before we went to break how you can take an affirmation and start to improve and put that in there to improve how you're feeling about things. I was breaking it down how affirmations work, because that goes right into how you really believe and think and your perspective, your intention with what you're saying in the affirmation. And miracles come from when we shifted at that point. It's very, very powerful, and you have it within you. And that's why I think, wow, let's put some positive out there. So bringing in hope, if you have a loved one that's feeling down right now, or if this is a time of year that you do, look at what's happening with your thoughts. First, you're looking at what's coming up. It's usually coming from something that happened in the past, or you've been through something painful and the anniversary or something like that is at this time, or you feel very alone. Maybe you don't have a lot of the big, what you see as a traditional holiday season. And you still can come out of this because you can create something else. You have so much power with the intentions of your thought. You can take it and turn it around, and it can be amazing. But if you are feeling down or you know someone like that, take it away from the actual fact of what you're focusing on. If it's that past situation, you're thinking about it, you're going over it and over and over it, you're looking to detach the energetic connection to that, talk healing energy for a moment, you're looking to detach from that, you're really connected to this thing. You're not letting it go. It's still yanking you around, so to speak, kind of like a kite on a string. Who's in control of this kite? Okay? So you want to detach from that. Cut that string. Cut it. And I'm talking metaphorically. Think about, well, why am I so attached to that? Because that happened in the past. It happened in the past. Did you experience it? You're feeling it. We go through and we grieve and we let go. Many people get caught up on the let go part. The letting go will open it up to allow the new things in, and we hear that all the time. We're looking to find an affirmation where we can say, there is a new possibility in this situation. I can move forward. I can find something else that I can focus on. One of the easier ways to do it is to look around you and find something that is working out, even if it's just a simple thing like your ink pen works right now. Yay, that's working. It's perfect. I mean, seriously, make it funny. Make it humorous. Bring it in and really put the focus as simple as you need to, and then keep building on it because it can grow, it can improve, it can shift it. Do you find that you're the one that always seems to be caught up in, you seem to find that you have the most difficult waitress, or, you know, do you always seem like you have the problem? Are you focusing? Are you assuming it's going to go that way? With an intention of shifting it, and a way to practice that is, like, for example, you go into these restaurants instead of saying, I wonder if we're going to get the worst waitress in town. I mean, things like this are going to manifest that. You go in there and it's like, you know what? This is going to be great. This is going to be a great experience. You keep doing that, you're going to find that it starts to shift it. That's a great way in the physical world to practice what I'm talking about and test it out for yourself. I mean, really test it. Because the first couple of times you do it, you're going to be laughing and feel like it's silly. But you'll see that it's better than it was before already. But you're going to notice that you don't completely believe it yet. But the more you do it and you start believing, like, no, it's going to be great, you're going to see how that is even more powerful. And that's the magic, if you want to call it magic, because it's really not magic. It is an energy, a pure, incredible energy, and it's called hope. Hope is possibility for change. Hope is this can turn around. Hope is when you're on the last leg and you feel like there is nowhere else, hope is going to show you how to dig yourself out of that. It's going to show you possibilities you had no idea were available to you. This is the good stuff. This is the elixir of life that creates happy endings in everything you do, all of the things that you want to dream in your business, everything you want in your life. And it's not just a big magic trick that, oh, okay, I'm just going to wish for a fancy car. This is going into your true intentions of what you really believe. That is so, so important when it comes to hope. And, you know, when someone's out there discouraged and they need a little hope, you can be positive. You don't have to try to talk them into anything. just being positive, just being, you know, positive in that, oh, it's okay, you know, there's this we can focus on. I mean, whatever it is that you need to do, but you don't have to talk them into seeing something a certain way. This is where we can get tripped up, where we're trying to fix people. We're not trying to fix everybody like that. We're trying to put out an energy that allows them that opportunity to grab onto it, and they can do it too. And that's very powerful for you and someone else, and that is freedom. That is freedom to choose and be happy. So I really like the approach of just shine it, man. Just be positive. Don't try to be upset because somebody's not positive with you. Allow them to find their way there. Allow them to grab onto it. Let them be around it. Let them see it and feel it. And for you, maybe you need to feel it and see it for yourself. Maybe you need to be feeling a little bit more, wow, I need to be a little more positive. I need to look at some possibilities. What can you do in your life in a physical way to make yourself feel better right now? Is it take yourself to the spa, take yourself on a break, maybe just have a by yourself time, anything? Do you honor that in your life where you treat yourself to something that you really cherish that's important to you? These are things that you can do to already improve your frequency and start lifting yourself up. Now, when you're feeling down, you can feel very discouraged and it's difficult to find your way to what I'm talking about. I know that. I'm putting it out there because if you're feeling like, I don't know how to do that, I don't feel like that. Look around you for anything in the world. And one of the best things you can do, watch a funny movie, do something that makes you laugh. Movies can do that. One of the ones that can make you laugh. I mean, already you're going to lift your frequency. If you love to be around children, enjoy watching them play in that pure bliss. That's going to lift it. Anything that makes you smile. People that have pets do that all the time for us. They really do. I mean, look at what you can bring in that's going to lift you so you can have more of a positive outlook. You're going to raise that frequency just enough in your mindset to where now you can grab on to some hope. You can go, you know what? I might be able to try it a different way. I might be able to see if I can do something else. I mean, this is hope. And you can do it too. I mean, everybody can do this. It's never too late. I mean, a lot of people think, oh, I'm too old to try that, or I'm too old. It's too late for me. I hear that. See, that's a belief. That's a belief that it's too late. It's never too late. It's just never too late. You can be 99, and it's never too late for you to grab some hope and see a new possibility. It is never too late. I don't know where that illusion came in it, but boy, people believe that one. So think about that. Do I really want to keep putting all my energy into this hopelessness? Or do I really want to give myself a gift of possibility? Something to look forward to. Something to learn. Learning something new that you've never done before is an incredible energy that gets things moving. It's like getting the rust out of the pipes. No kidding. And it could be from just a simple, like learning how to garden or paint or whatever you want to do. What is it that you want to learn? Learn how to play guitar or whatever. Something fun and creative is especially great for this energy. Something that maybe you want to go back to school, learn a new vocation. What could you go do or read a book about learning about something? Doesn't have to cost a lot of money. Be innovative. But when you bring in learning and you start kicking and firing all those, you know, cells in that brain because they're learning and absorbing new information, it's waking everything up. And it's incredibly healthy. It's never too late to learn something new. It's never too late. you can continue on and on. It keeps you going. It's like an elixir of life. So I throw that out as a suggestion, because you get excited about something new. You start thinking, oh, now your possibilities and your affirmations start to shift. Because an affirmation is a belief, actually. So we talk about positive affirmations being, I am worthy, I am safe, things like that. That's a claim. That's affirming that you're safe. But an affirmation can be also, I am not safe, I am not worthy. That's a belief, too. So that's what you're shifting. And then that brings in possibilities, which are hope. And now you're going to start to see the miracles start to unfold when we put that little bit of light into an area we didn't think could ever be awake again, alive again, move forward. And now you can bring in something new, because we're at the time of year where it's time to let the old go and bring in the new. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to keep going and talk about how we can bring in that new, since we're here at the end of the year. I am Dr. Jen. I'm filling in for Dr. Pat here on the Dr. Pat Show. And today we're talking about the miracles of hope, believe, and receive. If you want to call in, the number is 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back after the break.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen, filling in for Dr. Pat here on the Dr. Pat Show. And today we're talking about those miracles of hope, believe, and receive. We've been talking about the different aspects of the energy of hope, being possibility, opportunity. So we've been talking about the intention behind it, what you believe, and working with affirmations. But now let's bring it into, I believe it, I've brought myself to that point. Now let's go into that receive. Because we want to bring this full circle. So we've come from this place of hopelessness. Now we've looked at what we're believing. We've shifted that. We've worked with our affirmation. We start to move into this place of, wait a minute, there's possibility. Now we're opening the door to believing it, which will bring it into receiving it. And this is the best part, of course. It gets very exciting. Now you're in the mode of really believe it. You can feel it in your energy field. You feel it getting close. You know it's coming in. You know, you just know it's close. You start to actually feel it. It reminds me of when you can smell from the kitchen your favorite food cooking. And when you start to smell that, you're like, oh, this is going to be so good. That's where I want you right now, thinking with me that way. Because that's where you start to bring in closer. You bring in this possibility, this new opportunity, this new direction, this new solution to changing it up for you. And now you're getting excited. Now you're feeling like, you know what? This is really going to happen. This is really going to do this. Now you're really embracing and full-blown into the belief of it. And now you got to go into receiving. Thank you. Now you go into gratitude saying thank you. Gosh, thank you so much. I'm excited. I'm ready. And you're wanting to open up your eyes for clarity so you can see it when it pops in. Because now you're going to start to see unexpected synchronicities coming into your life. You're going to see opportunities happening. You're going to get options, new people coming, maybe new people going out. You're going to start to allow those things that haven't been working in the past to go. They're going away. They got to, because you got to make room for this new. It's clearing out that closet and bringing in what you need now in your journey. And now, intention with hope, you're starting to see the miracles come in. And we're talking, it could be miracle of you finally landed the job of your dreams, your relationships are working out, or you're attracting new relationships in that are much better suited for everybody involved. This list could go on and on. The possibilities are unlimited. And all that we started with was just thinking of our thoughts and how we're applying them. So we went all the way back to this basic area of how are we manifesting our life from day to day? What is it that we're doing? What is it that we're not doing that we want to do? What is it that we want to stop doing? You know, and when you go to that place and you build on that, the sky's the limit. And you get to a point where, okay, I'm really liking where this is going, but now I could tweak it a little bit. Now I could take it a little further. And now you're going into, when you're meditating or thinking about it, and it's called daydreaming, and sometimes daydreaming gets kind of picked on because it's like, stop daydreaming. Well, daydreaming, I don't agree with that. I think daydreaming is some of the best things you can do. Obviously, you shouldn't be doing that on the job. Hopefully, Benny's paying attention over there. He's been great. But he, daydreaming is important. And I say that because daydreaming is visualizing and using that thought energy to create something. And just the more you keep your focus on those things you're building, that's going to happen. when you see it go up and down in life, that's realistic. Life does go up and down. It goes positive, negative, positive, negative. That's the way the world works. You're looking on how, okay, the last time when you look back over the year and what you could improve for the new year in 2014, what was it that I did during that situation that I could have done better? Or what I would prefer to do now? That's the way it was for me then, but that's how I responded, but I'm going to tweak that a little bit. You're fine-tuning your journey. You're fine-tuning your direction. And you have so much power in your life when you realize that you can do this. Don't give your power away for somebody else to do it. And so look at what you can tweak. What can you improve? So you've looked over, like, this is how it went for 2013, okay? This was good. This was not so good. This could be better, things like that. And also, look at where you can let go of some of the blame on somebody or the self-pity, the victimhood, things like that. Where can we just start to let go of some of this? We're carrying around this heavy pain that or this loneliness that you feel right now. How do you feel about you if you feel that loneliness in this time of year? How do you feel about you? Do you feel like a loving person? Do you feel worthy of it? And most of the time, when we feel that lonely, we don't feel like we are. And, of course, that's going to feel isolating. But I'm saying to you, open up to the hope of maybe I am worthy, and start there, and then you'll go to the next phase where I am worthy. Sometimes it's really hard to jump from one end to the opposite end. So take a half step in between and build on it. It'll feel stronger and it'll be not so extreme to you. Because we're talking about a belief system in our minds that it's our belief. If you believe that, or you believe what somebody else says about you, or you believe that you don't have any power, that's what happens in your world. But if you shift that, now you're going to see that there is some opportunities. There is some proactive you can do. There is things you can do. It's very, very powerful. It's empowering. And it really can open the doors to your happiness. Affirmations can help you do that. You're looking to tweak the ones you already have. That's what you're doing. Because you already have affirmations, you're looking to tweak the beliefs of them. So evaluate that. I say, I love this exercise. When people are really feeling frustrated, usually I just feel like they can't find a way to change it around, and they get very frustrated. Write out everything that you feel that way about. I mean, write it all out. It's going to be a pile of yuck on a sheet. It really is. You're going to look at this going, oh, that's just negative. But the reason you need to do it is you need to actually get it out of you, get it out of that head of yours, get it down out here so that it can be changed. And you see these things that are, I can't, or it won't, or that's not, you know, and now you shift that. Replace the words and take it and make that sentence an opposite sentence. Because these are already your affirmations. You're going to edit your affirmations. You're going to edit them, adjust them, and shift the slant of frequency on them. Okay? And then start to, I love this one too. I mean, just start correcting it when you feel you've done it. You may say, I can't walk in the snow, change it to I can. Or, oh, here's a good one for those in the snow country. I can't drive in the snow. Bah. Well, you know, if you're, you know, you can drive in the snow. You may have to learn how to drive in the snow, but you can drive in the snow. So you can shift that. Those are ones that everybody's going, whoa. Because when we have snow like that in areas where we're not used to, it gets a little scary out there. It just does. And so I bring that up because that's an I can. That's an I, you know, that's positive. And then once you go to the positive, now you're looking to, okay, now I can start feeling enthusiastic about taking a proactive step in bringing this in. Because it's not just sit there and wait for it to all pile in your lap. You'll start being given opportunities so you can be a part of it. And you are actually a part of it because you're creating this. Then those opportunities start to come in. You start to see, oh, I could go do that. I could do that. Or I could go join this club. Or I can go, I can, you know, shift up what I'm doing. You start seeing where you can be a part of this. Every little bit works. Even the tiniest parts work. They always do. So keep it simple at the beginning and allow it to build. And in a new area, it's like a garden. You're going to cultivate this section with that situation or what you were working on. And this one will be thriving. And then you'll find another area where you need to do it. And we're going to cultivate the garden. So think about that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to finish up with Miracles of Hope, Believe, and Receive. I'm Dr. Jen, filling in for Dr. Pat here on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. Nothing thrills me more than watching my clients heal themselves. I had a client come to me the other day who had high cholesterol. The doctors wanted to put her on statins. So I worked with her, and in 4 short weeks, her cholesterol was cut in half. She didn't have to go on statins. I will never forget how excited she was when she called me to give me the good news. When you're ready to stop messing around with your healthcare challenge and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
And we are back. This is Dr. Jen. I'm here filling in for Dr. Pat during the Dr. Pat Show. And today, we've been talking about those miracles of hope, believe, and receive. And to wrap up this show, I want to bring you to a place where we're thinking about 2014 for a moment. Get ready to go into the holidays, and this is a gift you can give yourself of, wow, I really do. I have a lot of potential here just by changing the way I think. This is a huge gift for yourself. It's one of the most priceless gifts you can give yourself or to someone else, just that positive ray of hope. Why not? Everybody can afford to give that. Everybody. There's no price for that. But what do you want to see turn around or work towards for 2014? What are your goals for 2014? Before we went to break, we were making a list of our affirmations that were not so good. And we were learning how to shift them into good, what we wanted, what was more positive for us, what we wanted to shift in the energy. Now, let's think about a list that we want to create for the beginning of something new. What do you want to bring in to 2014? Because the other list is about getting rid of what's not working or squeaking it, keeping what's working, what's not, you know, things like that. This one is more on the brand new stuff. So this is a whole new energy list you're creating, the brand new building block of something for your future. You make that list. This really is powerful because you're taking those thoughts, putting it onto the paper, and now you're reading it back. And that is your energy you're seeing. So this can work wonders when you do this. So you're creating this new list. We're looking at 2014. And now we can say, and I work with the angelic realm all the time, so I'm going to say this. Archangel Jeremiah is incredible for life reviews. If you've been looking back over the last year. But now we want to create something new. So I want to take your focus to Archangel Metatron and Michael, because now we're looking at manifesting brand new and just really rolling that in. And these archangels are incredible for that. They're about let's get it going, let's move on. And I love the energy of something new. It's a childlike energy, and that energy of learning something new. I love that. It's exciting. Get things going. Get the cobwebs out. And now you have something to work with your New Year's resolutions for 2014. You have energy. You have the universe there ready to help you. You have angels that are ready for you to call on. You are not alone. You have so much hope and potential and opportunity now, and you're in an energy where, oh my goodness, you know, this is incredible. Now, you went from feeling nothingness to this huge, incredible plan that feels fantastic. And we did all of that with our thoughts. Because thought is where it is. I mean, it just is. And, I mean, that thought is the energy that creates so many things. It is absolutely incredible. And I keep going back to that because it really is important. The way you think about things is how you create everything. Everything. So you're looking to see, like, are you complaining about it all the time? Well, how are you doing it? It's just so powerful that once you start working with it a little bit more, you start to believe, you start to see, wow, you know, that is really happening. When I really start to see a possibility of hope coming in, and I start believing in that possibility, I start to see a miracle coming in of opportunity, and now I've just got to receive it. Now I've just got to allow it in. And that's what I want to wrap up here for a moment here. What are we talking about when we say receiving it this is a big deal because we ask, we pray. When you're praying, make sure you're not praying out of fear. Make sure you're, you know, affirming, you know, this is what I'm praying for. But keep, you know, work on how that focuses in the prayer. Think about that, too. Those are affirmations as well. I'm not saying don't pray for a concern, but we're looking for a powerful prayer and working with bringing in beautiful, beautiful, positive energy. Because it's the most powerful out there, that love energy. It really is. So you've made your new list. You're getting excited. You have all this possibility coming in now. Now you take action. Now you say, thank you. How do I receive this? How do I receive this? Now you're looking for those little trip-ups. You're looking for those little trip-ups in your life that, you know, you've had opportunity come in before, and it's kind of like a self-sabotage. You're like, oh, I don't know, you know, or you don't think you're worthy. Now you're looking for those little beliefs in there that may make you hesitate a bit. Like you're thinking, oh, I don't know, you know, you pull back. Don't be afraid of success. Don't be afraid to move forward. Don't be afraid of something new. Don't be afraid of what happened before. We want to let that go. So that shouldn't be a problem because we let that go. If it's still a problem, might want to go back to letting that go. So there's so many things here that can play factors. And I'm telling you, once you get to this, now I want to bring this in, I want to bring this in, and it starts to come in, you'll have the opportunity to overcome the fears that have held it back every time it tried to come in. You can knock that wall down. And when you do that and you knock another one down and you knock another one down, you've created so many new pathways, so many new opportunities. You're changing your life. Now you're transforming into what you always dreamed about, what you always wanted for yourself, the happiness of who you truly are. These are the miracles of hope. Miracles of hope are really incredible. Miracles of hope shine light into the darkest parts of our lives, the negative, dark, yuck. You shine hope into those dark energies out there, wherever they might be in the world. If you see something, put some love out there. Put that hope of, you know what, I've got to believe there's a better option here. We all need to do that. We can do it together. We can do it individually. But we can group together, we can do it. We can do it as a nation. We can do it in a lot of ways. This year, what I want to give you, the listeners, and I thank Dr. Pat for allowing me to come over and spend an hour with you, her listeners. It's been wonderful being here with you today. But I want to give you that gift of hope in your life, and I want to bring you a lot of love and miracles into your life. Believe and receive, because the world can be a better place when we're all doing this. We can really make some big shifts doing things like that. And you can start by doing it right in your own life. And if everybody did that, we would be living in a world that we really could say this is a nice place to live. A nice place to live. So we've got a list of all the affirmations we actually believe. You know, not so positive. We tweak those. Keep what we want. Get rid of what we don't. We make a new list of what we want to bring in. That's all the new creative stuff. And then we start to shift that belief. Start to see those possibilities. Start to allow those things in. And then we go into receive, and we say, thank you, universe, that I have the power to create my life and change it. I can redirect it. I can move forward. I don't have to stay in the same place all the time. You're alive, and you're thriving. Go out there and make 2014 like the year to succeed, and transform. I'm Dr. Jen, and I have enjoyed so much being with you here on the Dr. Pat Show. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. My blessings to all of you. Namaste.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, rhinoroz.com, or call 206-508-1250.
Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.